Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's the weekly news update. Jeeves Rams here. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be with a member of the NTN and NNN news team today. We are days away from going to Melbourne.
Isn't that crazy? I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I'm glad you're excited because ticks aren't shifting as hard as I want them to be.
And come on. Do you not know that? Do you know what? This is everyone's fault. This is, yeah. Because I don't know what it is about comedy shows, but people like to wait to the last minute to get tickets. And do you know what happens? Especially at my shows, and maybe my audience is like this. I've got a fucking lazy audience, but thank you. I love every one of you. This always happens is the last minute I will stress about it because no one's bought tickets. Then I'll get about 15 people being like, oh, do you have any tickets left for your show? It's sold out. This is like half an hour before the show starts. No! Buy it ahead of time, please.
Get onto it, guys. Come on. Oh, we're at 9:30. I'm trying to line up. I'm lining up special guests. I'm emailing a lot of publicists. I'm trying to get people on. We've got a few already locked in.
Oh, yeah?
Which is good. Yeah, it's internationals.
I can't ask who it is because it's a surprise.
It's always a surprise. I like it to be a surprise for the team. But yeah, it's I have a spreadsheet since I've become a producer of things.
Yeah.
I have spreadsheets now.
Very good.
Because I learned that just because I think it's a great idea and I want to do it, it kind of has to make financial sense. Otherwise, it's just a very expensive hobby.
Yeah.
And so I have spreadsheets that have formulas that show me break-evens and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's my love language, by the way.
I'm doing a lot of tweaking of spreadsheets and the figures aren't changing from red. They're not yet going black.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
No matter how many things I try to shift around, we're still in the red.
Look, so, if it helps, you can cut my rider from the budget.
From one bag of peppermint tea to no bags of peppermint. Okay.
Hey, I'll just deal.
It's art. Yeah. I'll suffer. So, yeah, tickets are available in the show notes. So come and get on the show. This is basically on Friday, we just talk about the news for the week with some of the team from the NTN and NNN news team. Jeeves is here today. You came in going, oh, slow news week.
Yeah, and then I reevaluated quickly. I was worried when you said, "Hey, come on the show." I was like, "Oh, God, I haven't heard anything on the news." And then it turns out there is a handful of juicy stuff.
So what's like one big headline for you this week, James?
Okay, the first thing that made me laugh was everyone's blowing up about this Kate Middleton photo that she's put out. I think it's just blown out of proportion. But that poor family, look, I say poor family, they're obviously not, but
they have the wealth of hundreds of years of colonialism propping up their lifestyle. They're okay.
And I do realize I am an Indian man back in the royal family. It's the only time it'll happen. But I just think it's a silly story. Let me just, for those of you who haven't caught up yet.
I've got kids, man. There's an extra finger in a Photoshop. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. It's a family photo. It's been retouched or I don't know if AI's been at it or what, but people are finding inconsistencies in the photos. It's been doctored. The thing is, the media, I think there was like four big media outlets who were like, no, kill the photo. Kill it. Take it off every database ever. I'm like, oh, okay, this is rich coming from the media.
Yeah, we were like, we were just putting an activist in a halter top with bigger boobs 2 weeks ago.
I was just going to say, if they would have put Kate Middleton in a midriff, like, come on, doesn't the media alter photos all the time? Why is this a big deal?
Why do they want to kill the photo?
It's a nice photo.
They look happy.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous photo. Kate, George, Charlotte, the other one. It's a cute, very cute photo.
We'll know their name by the time they're 19. Don't worry. Yeah, they would have done some shit.
They'll be, yeah.
It is bananas. I don't really care for the royal family.
No, neither.
Very much myself.
Yeah.
I'm not an Indian man living in a post-colonial, well, not really in post-colonial, like.
Try, it's fun.
King Charles owns us on paper. And I don't really care much because I think it's just silly.
Oh, it is so silly. But it's just everyone, like. We look for stuff, don't we? We want there to be a conspiracy. So a lot of people are like, oh, maybe she passed away because of her abdominal surgery. Come on. I mean, they'd tell us. They were so quick on telling us Charles had prostate cancer or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, come on. This will be huge news if she, you know, something happened.
Well, like there's an oncologist with his finger up King Charles's ass.
Yeah.
Just check. Yeah. Bit lumpy, Chuck. Let's get those PSA levels and let's see what's happening.
Yeah, he's tweeting as he's doing it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
With the other hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine for us to picture, but abdominal surgery, people actually had three kids.
Oh, there's a lot going on in there for women. Abdominals, there's so much. And you know what? I respect that we don't know that, what it is exactly. It's fine.
The princess has gone to repair it. Like, no. Like, the last birth was really traumatic. It's like, no. Like, she can't laugh in public because of uterine. No. Yeah. Like, leave the woman some dignity. Yeah. All right?
Leave Kate Middleton alone, people. Leave her alone.
Like, is the palace really going to say she hasn't done a star jump in 4 years? All right? Yeah. She doesn't like going to gigs. She doesn't like buying her tickets for the James Herman stand-up show.
I know.
Laughing in public's a problem.
Oh, no. Is this
what happens to women in childbirth. Like, it is you're literally squeezing something the size of a big watermelon outside the hole of a grape. Sultana. It's tiny. It's terrifying.
Next time I get abdominal surgery, I'm going to make a big deal about it. And so let's see who cares then, hey?
Certainly after like the speculation after Lizzie died that there might be a bit of a change here in Australia.
Mm.
But apparently not. You know, no. Just why are we obsessed with these people, James?
Because we need to be so obsessed about something. The Taylor Swift just went, else.
Fred Again's here, no one cares.
Who?
Exactly. Fred Again's selling hundreds of thousands of tickets to people who are not you and I.
Mm.
That's a big divide. It's like when Bieber first blew up. I was working in radio at the time
as
well.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, there's like three songs from this guy on the countdown today. They're like, yeah, there is, but you're 32. So you don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for me to do a different
job. I'm okay with not getting things like this now. Yeah.
Right.
It's okay.
But the royal, like, I understand a nation. It's important for the nation to have a focus. All right. Mm. And I've spent some time in the Netherlands. They have a royal family. They're powerless politically, but Willie and Max, the king and queen, they are revered, and it's important for the nation to have a focus of like, these are the people that model who it is to be us. And it's quite lovely.
I don't think I could, that's so much pressure just to be that good and be a role model for a country.
Yeah.
I can't,
But the speculation around this particular one, if only there had been, I don't know, like another example in that particular family line of a woman who was under enormous pressure from the press. If we only knew the effect it might have on the kids when they were little, you know? And what it's like now for them as adults, maybe people want temper their approach to this.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll never know.
Anyway, let's just keep Kate Middleton out of tunnels for the
time. In France. Yeah. Let's Let's not have...
Just to be on the same
side. I am living for the memes, though. I am living for the people that have redone the photo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought about doing it because I thought there's one opportunity out of this. Maybe Buckingham Palace is in need of a good Photoshop. I'm pretty good on Photoshop. I'm really good on Photoshop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw a version of it where Kate had six fingers on both hands.
Brilliant.
How do we know that's not the original?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is the other thing that's driving people wild. It's like, hey, guys, just release the original. And they're not, which I think is so fun. It's like, no, fuck off. We don't.
Why are we okay with a Vanity Fair cover that has 18 actresses who are not in the same room?
Yeah.
Portrayed as if they're in the same room. Why are we okay with that?
And just doctored to the point where it's like they're not them anymore.
No. Why are we okay with that? But not this. Why have you ever tried to get three kids to smile in a family photo at the same time?
And what if Kate Middleton's hand really is blurry in real life? Huh? What if she has blurry hand syndrome?
Maybe she's like part John Cena. You can't actually see.
Okay.
Trying to get all the kids to smile at the same time
is hard, yeah.
Is really hard.
Yeah.
Especially when there are different ages and there's different things going on. In the digital world, when you've got gigabytes of data to shoot enormous quality photographs, just like that.
Yeah.
I can understand why they would have gone, eyes were closed in that one, shitty smile on that one.
Let's just merge all of those photos together.
I get that.
That's a thing that happens on people's phones now.
All the time.
Yeah.
Your phone, you've got the fancy one.
Oh, shit.
It does that. So tell me, when you were little, when the Vermas were little, you're old enough to know, like, it was probably pre-digital. Mm-hmm. Was there a portrait session?
Yes.
Family sit?
Yes. Yes, there are two classic family portraits hanging at Mum and Dad's place. Yes, there are. And I hated family portrait day. Oh, we do have a really, really good one where my sister and I are really little and I'm smiling. My sister has this beautiful newsreader face going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing this, but straight to camera. Everyone else is looking off. You know how they always like look off to the side?
Yeah.
And she's doing this newsreader sort of.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was another one where I'm just looking like, you know, just I'm a fat kid in a tight suit.
Oh, they made you wear a suit.
Yeah, bow tie and everything. And you could just see it on my face. And I'm
like,
I'm not enjoying this photo.
How did you get a suit when you were a child?
Yeah, I think it might have been the first one I've ever worn. I'm not sure. Yeah.
We used to go, I'm one of four brothers. And so, we used to go like maybe because my brothers, as we got older, Mum was trying to capture the moment, right? Yeah. So I think I remember like two or three before my big brother was like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And we would go to this house in the Gap, which is in Brisbane, and it was like under someone's home. They had this studio. This is not the ones that would happen in the middle of the Westfield, right? There was ones that happened in the middle of the Westfield.
Yeah.
So you had to do it where everyone's looking at you.
And you're dressed up in a Westfield.
Totally.
That's nuts.
So we would go there and...
I much prefer someone's basement.
And it was at this guy's house. And knowing what I know now about cameras, the guy had a fuck-off medium format Hasselblad, like a 6x6.
Right.
Which only has, if I recall correctly, has 12 shots on the roll.
Oh.
And that's it.
Okay.
You get 12 shots and it's this humongous film. It's 6 centimeters by 6 centimeters piece of
film. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it goes, it's a huge shutter sound and the flashes would all go off. And
that would drive hipsters crazy in this day and age.
Mate, I've got one just over there. It's amazing. But then he would look at us and go, all right, boys, you know, no one's, and he's looking at Mum going, there's 11 left. And that one's face is not going to look good. Because this is pre-Photoshop.
Yeah.
As the shutter kept going, you'd see his face get more concerned because he's like, well, there's only so much I can do here.
Yeah.
And especially when my youngest Ed is really little. He's a baby. You know, he's in a pair of overalls, corduroy overalls because it's 1983. All right. And he's like, looking this way, looking that way. And Mum's dinging the bell and flashing the light and all the other things they're doing behind the photographer trying to get them to look. And the photographer's face is getting more and more. And then the roll's ended. He starts whining and going, I'll have them to you in about a month because that's how long it took to get the prints and everything. And you just had to wait. And that's the one you got. So maybe that guy should shoot the next royal portrait.
Yeah.
Because then you know for sure.
This is news from the start of the week. I thought by now people would be over it. It's not. It's still going.
It's like, and we are part of the problem.
Yeah, we sure are.
We are. I reckon there's a better photo. If they just went through the camera roll on William's phone.
So this is William's fault. This is all
they would. Where was he in the picture?
Well, didn't he take the photo?
No, well, and he
or is
he needs more of the dingy bell and the flashy light and all those other things that make the kids look in the right direction and not do weird, like Masonic hand signals of like how many. I love the fingers crossed. Like, what's he hoping for? What's he wishing for?
Yeah, I like how people read into that. I mean, like, that's a kid just being a kid.
No, it's a secret signal. The Illuminati plan is launched.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah.
Like, people will find, and I had an ex once who told me, and good on her for telling me this. She said, "I'm never going to snoop." We moved in together.
That's nice.
And she said, "I want you to know, I'm never going to snoop in any of your stuff." And because she knew that I did journaling and I wrote things down and I had, you know, drawers where my stuff was.
Yeah.
She goes, "I'm never going to snoop in any of your stuff because you'll always find what you're looking for." And I really like, and it was a really self-aware thing to say because if you're suspicious of somebody.
It's true. It's
you will look for confirmation of your feeling.
Oh, this is how science works. When experiments and stuff, you want to look for something, you'll find it.
Confirmation bias is a big deal.
Yeah, confirmation bias. That's exactly right.
I thought it was really good. So look, just fucking back off these guys, will ya? You know, this would all be so much easier if we were a republic.
Why? Because we would.
Jeeves, this photo of Kate Middleton, this is possibly the best argument as to why Australia should become a republic. Because look how much of our time, energy, and whatever else is just wasted on this bullshit. We could be spending so many more Colin Minch's news hours time and energy.
If it's not this, it's going to be something else. We're creatures of, we just want that drama. We love living vicariously through other people's lives. Look,
we could spend this time talking about an Australian family rather than one of these three kids who will one day be on our money.
Would you rather it be an Australian family?
Yeah, absolutely. Because at least you can drive by the house and go, "Oh, no, there she is, we're fine." But instead, like, "Oh, no, she's got the bins out. She's all right. Oh, it's green bin night. Yeah, she's good. She's obviously been in the garden. We're fine. She's fine. She just doesn't want to come out right now. That's okay."
No, I still think it'll be just as big if Australia or abroad. It would still be a living nightmare for whatever family it is. We're all shits.
There was a story that came our way, and in Australia right now, the coalition are in opposition. That is the Liberals and the Nationals, who are the kind of conservative, and they're racing to the right as far as they can go. And they just don't mind using the word tax when it comes to making a political attack upon the Labor Party.
Yeah.
And in the last week or so, they've invented a new one. They're calling it the ute tax or the family car tax.
Oh, sounds so Australian.
Yeah. Well, carbon tax. It wasn't a carbon tax. Tax. They love three words. They love a thing. Family car tax. Ute tax. Labor's ute tax. They love a three.
What they're talking about is
Australia has the lowest vehicle emission standards in the world. And like us in Saudi Arabia.
Not bad.
But there, everyone's got an oil well in the backyard, so they're fine. Mm. Here, you can drive the same car in Australia as overseas and you will get less litres per 100 kilometres than exactly the same model overseas. They will have far greater fuel efficiency and it's far cheaper to run than the car that gets shipped here because we allow dirtier engines and shittier engines here.
Oh.
And so the vehicle companies send them here. And so we are finally getting up to speed with the rest of the country, rest of the world, actually, because we don't get to have a choice when it comes to cars.
No, that's
we
right.
don't manufacture onshore anymore. So we just get the cars that we're given.
Yeah.
And emission standards in Europe largely and California are driving this. So eventually we're going to have to get there. We are going to have to get there. So Labor is introducing, the current government of Australia is introducing a vehicle emission standard, which is huge. Now, what that does is it puts economic pressure on the car companies to innovate. And that's always worked. You know, an economic lever to pull to make an innovation happen has given us all kinds of things, faster internet, better healthcare, great drugs, like all kinds of things. But the coalition are labelling this Labor's ute tax.
Yes, I see what they've just done.
Or Labor's family car tax.
Yeah, because Labor is against your right to drive whatever you want to drive.
And our former Prime Minister Scott Morrison famously said that an electric car will ruin your weekend and that it's not going to tow your boat.
okay,
meanwhile, one of my three brothers, he works for the Ford Motor Company in Detroit, right, where they make the F-150 Lightning. He's on the electric side.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's like right up at the top end of the electric side of the Ford Motor Company. And the F-150 could tow another F-150 for fucking who knows how long and still have room to go home again. Like, it's complete bullshit.
Petrol's out now. It's, yeah. Electric can do anything
at the
better than you.
I went to the Japan Mobility Expo last year. Oh, Nissan sent me over because I work with them with the electric Leaf in the driveway there.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And so not one car that's coming out next year was petrol.
Yeah.
Every single one was electric. It was either battery on board or had a hydrogen thing on board.
People are still hanging on to this romantic idea of petrol cars. I think I was sort of in love with this whole muscle car thing and just like some that rev of the engine. Yeah. But do you know how nice it is to drive in a quiet car?
Jeeves, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Like, what does a loud car say about you?
It says you've got a massive penis is what it says.
I think that's what it says. That's what men say to each other.
Oh, yeah. How else are men going to be able to be like, hey, guys, listen to the size of my penis.
If your penis is making a noise.
It does.
You should probably see a doctor.
It whistles.
How's things? How was Robert last night? Oh, his cock went blah, blah, blah.
Did you not hear it? Did you not hear it, guys?
Like,
is it?
The sound of your car or your motorbike. Is not equated to the size of your dick or your worth as a man.
And so the other argument is that petrol cars go faster, which is
completely false.
They've debunked that several times.
Utterly, utterly false.
And also, when are you going to ever go that fast? I've tried and I got lots of speeding fines.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be.
What kind of car?
This is kind of
four cylinder.
Oh, a Nissan Pulsar, baby.
Yeah.
The tiniest engine in the world. But hey, I got up to speeds like 88 kilometers per hour.
Well, that's a good
in
speed.
In an 80 zone.
Mate, that causes time travel at some velocities.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an electric motorbike in the driveway.
Oh, is that Harley electric?
Yeah, it's an electric Harley.
And here I was thinking you had a massive penis.
No. It's not just massive.
Oh.
It's thick.
And silent. Nah, that's not what liberals are interested in.
What do they want?
They want it to be so loud you can't think.
What boggles...
Actually, that's so liberal, isn't it? Want you to think. We don't want you to spend time thinking in your silent
but
car.
But, like, the fact they throw tax into everything
is
also nuts. But also they put themselves as, like, this is wasteful spending. This is ridiculous that you're wasting money here. It costs more to get this ute to and from your work here in Australia than it does the exact same car in another country. Why would you not want to save money by increasing engine efficiency? Like, what the fuck?
Look, when you said ute tax, I got riled up immediately.
Yep.
So it is, I'm going to say, kudos to their marketing team because the ute tax is meant to make you angry, you know?
It must be being a comms director for the coalition must be so easy. There must be a sign on the wall that says, put tax in it.
Yeah.
It's super, every attack ad is just put a tax in.
And then how do we make the average Australian really mad about it? Yeah.
Albo's GP tax. It's not real, but it's three words. Albo's GP tax.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, there isn't one. But
if there was, I'd be mad about it.
I've been told to be mad about Albo.
Mm.
I've been told to be mad about tax, and I like the GP. Yeah. So, hang on, I don't want that.
You just take a quintessential Australian thing, put tax at the end of it, blame it on
Labor's milk tax is destroying farmers.
Albo's Barbie tax. And that'd be
ruining your weekend.
Yeah, just wait, it'll come out something.
Just throwing tax on it is.
So don't Liberal tax anything? Surely Liberal love taxing stuff.
Oh, mate,
as
they
well.
Do.
Yeah.
Just not people who vote for them. You know, so if you own a lot of homes, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you're a renter, forget about it.
I'm just trying to think what's Labor's rebuttal? Like how? Like surely they've got a dirty person in marketing being like, oh yeah, like what can we get? We've got to get them back with something.
I don't know, man. Like because once our brains are really weird, right? We have a thing called primacy bias where the first thing we hear it sits in our brain as like that's how we measure everything else against it. Even though it's completely false, which is why misinformation and disinformation
works. We anchor
works.
Onto this.
We do. We anchor yeah. onto the first thing yeah. that we hear. So even if you say, that's not true, you've now come out as a guy that goes, well, he's always defending himself.
Yeah. So it's really whoever comes out with the thing first, hey.
It's really whoever yeah. comes out with the thing
first. Oh, like, come on, Labor. You got to put something, Labor's got to act dirtier, I think.
You know who, and you know what the wild thing is? I know when I was on the Goldie doing Bachelor a couple of years back, the building we were staying in was pretty, there was people who like really believe that Chris Kenny is the moment of truth. All yeah, right? Like that Sky News is it. They all drive electric vehicles.
Really?
Cheaper. They're cheaper to run.
You're making too much sense on it.
It's bananas. We have to take a break. We're going to take a break. I'm going to drink a... whatever the fuck this is.
What is that?
Coffee, water, and protein powder.
Ugh.
It's actually quite lovely.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So we just took an ad break, all right, and during this is the weekly news update, but Jeeves is here from the NTN and a news team, buy tickets to our shows in Melbourne. They're in the show notes. In the break, I was telling, I had a swig of my shaker bottle here, and Jeeves, he asked me what's in it, and I did answer him, but I should have given the answer, which was given to me by an actor once, a Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who said, don't ever ask me about what's in my bottle. Would you like to hear my rock story?
Yes, please.
In my old job, when I was doing TV and radio interviews, I had cause to meet this actor a number of times.
Oh, that sounds like an affair.
I met him on like maybe his second film. It was called The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, I've seen that.
He played against type. He was a hockey player or something yeah. who would knock people's teeth out.
It wasn't his best friend.
And we sat down. We had this amazing chat. The guy was incredible. And then a few years later, I was down in Mexico on a film junket having dinner with a friend who was a manager of another actor, and he came over to our table to say hello to my friend that he knew. And he looked at me and he said, because I'm don't eat meat.
Yeah.
He looked at my plate and he went, you're never going to get big eating that, mate. And I said, are you kidding, Rock? There's enough protein here that's an interstate. He's like, he kind of gave me that one. 3 years later, I'm in Brazil.
Yeah.
And it's the Fast and Furious 5 junket.
You're right.
And I'm on the top of the Sugarloaf. We took a cable car to get there. I'm on the top of the Sugarloaf and I'm interviewing, sitting down. There's all these kind of pop-up tents and the Paul Walker's over there, Michelle Rodriguez is there and Rock's here. And there's like four people deep of minders all around him and they go, okay, you're up. And you get 4 minutes, maybe five tops.
Yeah.
So I walk in. How many people does this guy meet a day?
Oh, like
how many people?
Millions, yeah.
Does he look like he connects with intimately the moment
he recognized you?
The wildest part, like all these people get out of the way, he looks straight up at me and goes like,
you're that vegan bitch.
He says to me, Brazil? I didn't think Brazil let vegans into this country.
Wow.
I'm like, holy fuck.
What a dude, hey?
And in that moment, I'm like, is why you are who you are. Yeah. I've heard that Bill Clinton has that as well.
Oh, yeah.
That feeling of no one else here matters. Yeah. The other person that has that is Tom Cruise.
Who, really?
Yeah. But when I interviewed Tom Cruise, there was a phone call the day before to kind of vet me.
Yeah.
And the assistant was asking about my life and asking what's going on and whatever. And so when I walked in, this was my ex-wife, but I did have a wedding ring on. I walked in and he goes, hey, oh, you're married. That's so wonderful. It's pretty new though, right? It's only a couple of years.
No.
But I've had the phone conversation with the assistant the day before.
Yeah, yeah.
So he must have had notes
right
on everybody.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So that he would stand up and he walked over to greet you. And the first 5 or 10 seconds, he's looking in the eye going, yes, you're the guy from Australia. I believe you just got married. It's your first time here and amazing. Well, it's great to see you, man. Thanks
that's
for being so, here.
That's how special do you feel?
Well,
like
he doesn't
that?
Know me from Adam.
No, yeah, but.
But for him to say that sentence to me.
It makes you feel like $1 million.
Yeah, and like straight away you're like, oh, maybe I won't ask you any questions about weird space religion.
Oh, do you reckon that's why they do it?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, this guy's so likable. I can't can't do my job properly.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask about the DC-10s and stuff like that. No, let's not. But yeah.
But still.
So from now on, I want anecdotes that you remember about my life every time we meet.
How is your noisy penis going?
Okay. It's actually quiet, fast, and powerful. There's one more news story that you wanted to have a talk about.
Look, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
For the future of the United States.
I think we all are.
Because I don't know where they're going to get their celebrities from if they ban TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because there's a very dog-whistly campaign going on.
Yeah.
They're trying to force ByteDance, which is the TikTok's
owner. Yes, their owner. Their Chinese owners.
They're trying to force them
out of
to sever their ties
with
the Chinese Communist Party and sever their ties with China because they're worried about Americans' data.
Yeah.
I have news for you, America. That horse is bolted. They know the location, facial expressions, and
it's too late.
Wow. And there's Senate committee hearings and it's nuts, man.
It's a bit nuts. Not to mention, I think, how many Americans are going to be upset?
177 million Americans use TikTok.
Great.
That's more than half of them.
Is that all of, I was going to say, is that all of everyone on TikTok? Yeah.
It's pretty much. Like everyone that could be bothered to figure out how to use a phone like
is doing it.
In
the US, yeah, absolutely.
And that's how they're communicating. It's how their businesses are working. It's driving parts of their economy.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a question. Is a war with China imminent?
No.
It's like every second news story is like people secretly preparing naval vessels and Australia making ties with, the Asian countries.
ASEAN is what
ASEAN is that how you say
not
it properly?
Asian, like
I'm just saying.
ASEAN.
Maybe it's that acronym because they were like, hey, how cool would it be if it was.
It was the 70s when they came up with it.
Yeah.
So it sounds Asian. Yeah. Great, go for it.
Now we have to go out of our way to make it not sound Asian.
Yeah, right.
ASEAN.
But they always wear great shirts at those summits.
They really do.
The official clothes of the ASEAN summits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really.
Like a party.
Whoever the host country is, they put them in the. It's great. Is there a war imminent? People love to, they love to get a story up so they can justify some kind of military spending or something.
Oh, okay. But I mean, it just feels like, oh God, guys, I think China's gearing up for something big. They hate everyone. There's a lot of tension between the US and China at the moment, like with microchips and what do you call trade just in general?
Yeah.
And now TikTok.
Well, I don't exactly know how banning TikTok is going to prevent, I don't know, China from opening up yet another very intense, humongous base in Antarctica to the point where now the US Coast Guard is maybe looking at putting a naval base in Hobart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Well, we operate on 3-year cycles. China's like, we've got 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, gosh.
We're good. 2060 is when we're going to push that button and flick that switch, and we're fine. They operate on these humongously long timelines.
I've got a question about so many Americans being on TikTok. Does that put money into China?
I believe so, yeah. That's where advertising money goes, yeah.
Wow.
So it's taking money out of the economy.
And I wonder how much.
Probably lots.
Really?
Probably lots. Yeah, it's taking money out of the economy.
Yeah.
And all that data, though, All that data.
I would like, all of that money is just China's military budget, I reckon.
Oh, there's a lot of social stuff they have to pay for. There's daycare and schools and...
Yeah, they've got...
Is that someone knocking on a door?
Yeah, what is that?
That's my neighbour doing something. I live in a very dense part of the city, very densely populated part of the city. So
pretty dense.
My neighbours...
Oh, you mean population-wise, not like intelligence-wise?
Possibly. We pay ridiculous money for the houses we live in. My neighbours, I think, be legally allowed 1,800 millimetres away from us right now because there's 90, yeah, 90 centimetres from the boundary and then 90 centimetres from the boundary.
Every time I come over here, I always make eye contact with your neighbour who's always out for some reason doing something in the front of his...
Which one, that one or this one? The old guy? He's the best.
Is he?
I love my neighbour. Because he, speaking of China, and this is why China's going to rule the world, if they don't already, he borrowed my chainsaw. My neighbour who's in his 70s borrowed my chainsaw, and I'm grateful to see him today with his hands and feet still there. But he says to me this morning, oh, thanks for lending the chainsaw. So you're welcome, mate. I'm happy to see you still got hands and feet. He says, yeah, I tell you what, I'm just going to hold on for a bit more. It's got a special tool. I'm going to give it a bit of a sharpen.
Oh, good on him.
I'm like, mate, it's a Nazito. All right?
Yeah.
You buy a Nazito tool when you've got one thing to do once.
Okay.
I was Zito, when you've got one job to do one time.
But you still want to keep it around just in case you've got one more job to do with it.
I use it to get a stump out the backyard.
I was going to say, what do you need a chainsaw
for? I needed to get a stump out of the backyard. Yeah, I use it for 10 minutes, done. I put it in the shed.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I'm going to sharpen. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's an Zito. It'll probably be able to cut through half a frangipani and then stop working. And that's fine. Yeah. That's what you pay for. It's cheaper than hiring one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But bless him. I love him. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, he's just given your Zito a new sense of life.
It's great. But made in China. There's no Australian-made chainsaws.
Yeah. Oh, what?
No Australian. We don't manufacture shit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. We used to make lawnmowers.
What brand was that?
I'm pretty sure we made Victor. I'm pretty sure we made Briggs & Stratton.
Yeah.
I think. But we don't make little engine things anymore.
No.
They're all gone. We don't make anything. And so you said, are we going to be at war with China? Mm. I would put it to you, Jeeves. We're already under their control.
Yeah.
This microphone was made here in Australia. But pretty much everything else that's making this podcast possible was made in China. Your phone, my T-shirt, that water bottle, like probably your glasses frames.
You know what? It's fine. I love the Chinese people. I'll be the first to say it. I'm not the first to say it.
I just hope they're benevolent overlords, you know?
Exactly. I will submit. I will submit because I love dumplings.
Look, as the great Australian rapper would say, Briggs, as he would say, don't mess with my food court, man. Don't mess with my flavours.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love some yum cha?
That's
who doesn't
what it's
love
about.
The magic of heading out Western Sydney, pulling up next to a shopping cart of a lady with a great perm, a really great perm, who's probably a multimillionaire, and, you know, throwing a couple of dumplings on the table in the noisiest restaurant you've ever been in. It's glorious.
Which is why Australia is keeping TikTok.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Australia is not banning TikTok. Yeah.
But it's certainly interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly in an election year as well in the States.
Oh.
It's certainly very interesting.
So I think both sides were on board of banning TikTok. That's the strange thing.
There's mileage in the yellow peril. It's like here we just put tax on things as a way to get people to be upset about it. There, they're still fine to be like, it's a river of immigrants. They're able to say that kind of shit. And people go, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But.
Do you reckon there is, because it's a very two-party system, isn't it?
There's nothing but a two-party system.
Is there a market for a third party to sneak in to be like, we don't mind TikTok? And then all this, the younger generation be like, we're voting for you.
I reckon there is, but you'd be lucky to get in. Why not?
Yeah.
That'd be.
I mean, they're not going to become president, but, you know.
The dancing.
They'll
would be
their
great.
Greens.
The dancing would be awesome. Yeah. I look forward to the campaign videos.
Oh, for sure.
It would be.
It'll be.
Super good. You mentioned, you know, we were talking about Kate Middleton before and people worried about a fake there.
Mm.
You can go on Twitch and 24 hours a day, there's two AI. There's a AI Joe Biden and an AI Donald Trump deepfake debating each other.
And is it better than the actual debate?
And they are just they just go all day reacting to what's coming up in the chat and reacting to each other. It looks, if you didn't know that you were looking at a deep fake,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't realize. That to me is way more terrifying.
That's so much more worse than Kate Middleton's.
Kate Middleton's clone brush. Like, come on.
Yeah.
All right. You put an extra, the kid wasn't smiling in that one. You whacked it in the other one. Big deal. Yeah. Big whoop. But no, that's way scarier. I look forward to having AI deep fakes of us on stage in Melbourne. I don't know how we can do that just yet.
We'll really worry when AI can improvise comedy out of news stories.
Well, it can't do it live. And this is all. I have a.
One point humans.
Part of making this news show was like, it was a very grand scheme, but part of it was like, how can I protect myself against my job being automated or generated. I've recently worked on so I don't know if you realize you're sitting at a table with an award-winning documentary maker.
Who?
This guy.
No.
Yeah.
What?
We won an Asian Academy Award.
ASEAN, I think it's
with
pronounced.
With the t-shirt and doing that weird handshake where they cross their arms.
I liked that.
Who shakes hands like that?
That's they look like they're in a bunch of straitjackets.
Doing a TikTok dance. The ASEAN handshake.
Oh, they were so desperate to look like.
To be the ASEAN handshake. Doing the voiceover for it, right? Mm. You basically have to do the voiceover against, you're watching the footage and you need to make sure the words can fit within the picture. Okay, so you've got 6 seconds or 10 seconds or 12 seconds to say the line.
Yeah.
But my fill-in voiceovers, so the scratch take that the editors use to get the timings right was all generated by AI, and they sucked the master interview, which is 35 minutes of me speaking to camera. They use my words as the raw material, the learning material.
So they just plucked words out of there?
It figures out how the L sound, the S sound, how S to T sounds, how M to N sounds. Like, it figures out how all the phonemes work and then puts words together. I listened to it. I'm like, if you didn't know that there was AI, you wouldn't realize that I didn't do that live. So I can be...
We can make you say anything.
Anything. Anything. I can make you say anything. In fact,
can we get you to say, I fucking love meat? Dwayne The Rock Johnson was right.
I could do it right now.
Oh, well, yeah, you could. Yeah, you could actually. I could just ask you to say it.
I can do it.
Oh, wait, do you have an AI thing?
I have it over there. You fucking love meat. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was right.
Oh, wait for Jeeves Verma.
I won't play the last one.
No way. But just said, there's even some things AI won't say.
I guess you're just going to have to go old school. When I tell you, Jeeves, I have a noisy penis.
Yeah, some things are just better IRL, hey?
Thanks for coming, Jeeves.
Thank you for having me.
Come to the show.
Fun. Yes. Oh, my God, come to the show. It's going to be so
and
much
not
fun.
Half an hour before.
Get tickets now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
a section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.